Group is warning tonight that California could see gas rationing and special fees for older cars and SUVs in the future.
They'd come, the group warns, if Sacramento passed a radical new climate change bill.
KCAL9 political reporter Dave Bryan is live at a gas station in Studio City with the details of the bill and reaction. Dave?
Well, Juan, Lena, supporters of the bill say that if the air is cleaned up, as this bill, they say, would do, and climate change is addressed, it would put California at the forefront of the worldwide environmental movement. But critics charge the devil is in the detail and how much damage they say that means to the lives of Californians. Well, this debate has been sparked now on both sides, much like a hard-fought political campaign.
It's about making it harder for regular people to drive to work and drive home each day.
Opponents of a bill to sharply reduce gas consumption and other fossil fuel energy sources across California in the next 15 years charge if it becomes law, it could lead to higher gas prices, computer chips that spy on fuel consumption of drivers, and possibly even rationing gas at the pump.
We know that could mean anything from gas rationing to surcharges on SUVs or minivans. And the people of California deserve to know what is in this bill.
The bill is supported by Governor Jerry Brown. President pro tem of the state Senate and even the Pope has indicated support for programs like this to reduce the pollution from fossil fuel energy sources and address global climate change.
Our focus is very clear. Let's clean up the air that our children breathe into their lungs. Let's put more money in the people's pockets so they can save. Who wouldn't want to save on gasoline prices? Who wouldn't want to drive further on a gallon of gasoline, irrespective of who you are and where you come from?
But in videos, radio ads, and campaign-style mass mailings, the oil industry is fighting back, calling the bill the California Gas Restriction Act of 2015.
The California Gas Restriction Act of 2015 will restrict the use of gas and diesel in California by 50%.
At the center of all the fuss is SB 350, which is actually called the Clean Energy and Pollution Reduction Act of 2015. It would require that California must generate half the state's electricity from renewable sources, double the energy efficiency of older buildings, and cut statewide gasoline use in half. All of this in the next 15 years by 2030. But opponents charge the devil is in the details, and there are no details included in how to achieve the cutbacks. That would be left up to a state board, they say, which opponents charge could lead to all kinds of energy doomsday scenarios in California, and that's where the bitter debate begins.
There's talk of potential rationing as a solution to achieve the goals. There are some that poo-poo that as unrealistic. The reality is SB 350 will give the California Air Resources Board, a group of unelected bureaucrats, unfettered power.
These are absolute distortions, blatant mistruths. They're what I call FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
De Leon charges the opponents are creating wild speculation about how the gas cutbacks would be carried out. He says the fact is the efficiencies will be achieved in the next decade and a half by requiring automakers to sell vehicles in California with dramatically higher gas mileage efficiency, by expanding alternative transportation options like rapid rail and mass transit systems, and by requiring a 15% biofuel mix in gasoline sold in the state.
Well, of course, the people who are going to sell 50% less petroleum are not only going to have questions, they're going to have a fierce, unrelenting opposition. So let's be clear about that.
But opponents warn truckers, farmers, working-class Californians, and lots of other people could suffer if the steps outlined by supporters don't work.
To be able to say to every Californian, we're going to dictate to you what kind of car you should have and how old it is not something that Californians want to see.
Well, you can expect to see and hear a lot more of this in the next few weeks. The president pro tem of the state Senate told me today he expects the final showdown vote on this bill will probably take place in the first week of September, just a few weeks from right now. We're live in Studio City. Dave Bryan, KCAL 9 News.